Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an Amen style breakbeat and turning it into something you can actually perform with an Ableton Live 12. Not just loop, not just throw on the grid, but shape, automate, and push around like a real instrument. The big idea here is simple. Keep the character of the Amen. Keep the swing, the grit, the little chaotic ghost notes, the human feeling. We're not trying to sterilize it. We're trying to make it controllable so it sits better in a drum and bass arrangement, hits harder in a drop, and evolves across 8, 16, or 32 bars without you having to rebuild the whole thing every time. So let's start at the source. First, load your Amen style break onto an audio track. If it's already close to the grid, don't immediately overdo the warp settings. That's one of the easiest ways to kill the feel. If you need warp for minor correction, keep it gentle. If the loop already lands well enough, you can even leave warp off and preserve the original envelope. That natural movement is part of the magic. I also want you to think about headroom here. Trim the clip so it's not slamming too hot into your processing chain. A good starting point is to have the break peaking around -12 to -9 dB before you start adding saturation, compression, and filtering. That gives the rack some breathing room, which matters a lot once we start stacking devices. Now we're going to build this into an audio effect rack, so we can control the whole break with macros. This is where the workflow payoff really starts. Add EQ8 first, then drum bus, then saturator, then utility, then autofilter, then compressor or glue compressor, and finally a subtle reverb or hybrid reverb if you want some space. Keep it stock. Keep it practical. These are the kinds of devices you can rely on in a real session without killing your momentum. Now map the rack with macros and give each macro a clear personality. That matters. Don't make every knob mean more. Make each one do one job well. A strong starting set of macros is punch, dirt, snap, width, air or room, and tension. Punch is about impact and transient control. Map it to drum bus transients, maybe a little drive, and a touch of compressor threshold so the break leans forward as you raise it. Dirt is your saturation and attitude control. Map it to saturator drive, maybe a little dry slash wet, and if needed a soft clip style behavior. Keep the range musical. You want grime, not mush. Snap is for the crack of the snare and the bite of the hats. Tie it to a small high shelf boost in EQ8 and a bit of transient enhancement in drum bus. Width is your stereo behavior. A little goes a long way here. You can open the top end and the hats, but keep the low end focused. If you go too wide, the break can start feeling disconnected from the sub. Air or room is your space macro. Use it sparingly. A little reverb can give the Amen some depth and make transitions feel bigger, but too much will wash out the groove. And tension is your motion and filter macro. This is the one that helps you create fills and build energy. Map it to auto filter cutoff. Maybe a little resonance, and a touch of reverb or delay send if you want that pre-drop lift. A useful tip here. Narrow macro ranges usually sound better than huge dramatic sweeps. In break processing, a 10 to 20% change can feel like a whole new section once the bass line is rolling. Subtlety often reads as professionalism. Next, clean up the low end before you start making things louder. Use EQ8 to high pass the useless rumble somewhere around 25 to 40 Hz. If the break feels muddy, make a gentle cut around 180 to 350 Hz. That area can pile up fast, especially when the kick residue in the break starts fighting the bass line. If the snare body feels weak, you can add a small lift around 180 to 220 Hz, but only if the rest of the mix has room for it. Then use utility to keep the stereo image under control. In drum and bass, the sub needs to stay solid and centered. If the hats feel too spread out, you can narrow the width a bit. For darker rollers, a slightly narrower break often feels heavier and more focused anyway. Now add punch and density. Drum bus is one of the best stock devices for this job. It gives you that fast EMB-friendly polish without needing a complicated chain. Start with drive somewhere around 5 to 18%. Keep crunch low unless you want a more broken, lo-fi attitude. Use transients to push the crack of the snare and the slice of the hats. Be careful with boom. On an Amen break, it often doesn't need much, because the low-end pulse is usually already there in the sample. After that, add compressor or glue compressor for glue, not destruction. You're aiming for cohesion, not flattening. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is plenty. Let the attack breathe a little, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the transient still comes through. Use a medium or auto release, and aim for just a few dB of gain reduction on the loudest peaks. This is where your punch macro starts to feel alive. When you map it to both drum bus transients and compressor threshold, You can make the break lean forward when the arrangement needs more energy. That's a very musical control, because it changes the feel without you having to automate 5 different devices manually. Now let's get into the part that really makes the Amen feel alive: ghost notes and detail layers. The reason classic breaks feel so human is not just the main snare and kick pattern. It's the tiny hats, the ghost hits, the little bits of chatter in between. You can bring that out without rewriting the whole loop. Duplicate the break onto a second chain or layer, and make that layer more focused on detail. High pass it around 400 to 700 Hz with EQ8, then add a little saturator or even pedal if you want a rougher edge. You can also use auto filter in high pass or band pass mode to keep this layer light and bright. Blend it quietly underneath the main break, maybe 12 to 20 dB lower. Then map a macro like snap or ghost to the cutoff, drive, and maybe a tiny bit of high shelf gain. That way, when you turn it up, the break gets more detail and shimmer without overpowering the core groove. This is especially useful in rolling drum and bass, where the main loop holds the pocket, but the detail layer gives it motion over longer phrases. A really nice arrangement trick here is to bring that detail layer up during a build, then pull it back right on the downbeat of the drop. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger even though you didn't add a new sample. Now let's talk about tension and fills. The Amen becomes much more usable when it can actually perform transitions. This is where the tension macro earns its keep. Automate it over 2-bar or 4-bar sections to create movement. Sweep the filter upward. Add a little resonance, but not enough to get annoying. Open up the reverb slightly on the last hit before the drop. You can even send a few selected hits to a delay return for a subtle call and response effect. Think in useful ranges. A filter sweep from a few hundred hertz up into the upper mids or high end can make a build feel like it's opening. A small bump in reverb, wetness on the last snare can create that hang in the air moment before the beat slams back in. The key is to automate the macro, not every individual parameter separately. That keeps your session cleaner and makes revisions way easier later. At this point, your rack should already feel like a performance instrument, not just a processing chain. So now use it like one. In session view, make a few clip variations of the same break. One can be dry and punchy. One can be wide and dirty. One can be filtered and intro-like. One can be set up as a fill or turnaround. Then automate the macros differently in each clip or scene. For example, your intro might have lower punch, a bit of room, narrower width, and stronger filtering. Then your drop can bring punch and snap up. Keep dirt controlled, and open the width just enough to feel bigger. A second drop or variation can push the dirt or tension slightly more so the track evolves without losing consistency. This is what makes the workflow so powerful in DNB. You're not just processing drums. You're shaping energy and phrases. A lot of producers get stuck because they try to keep every option open forever. Sometimes the best move is to commit. If the rack is sounding good at a certain macro position, resample it. Print that processed break to a new audio track. Then keep the original muted in case you need it later. That gives you a version that's easier to arrange and mix. It can also become a texture layer under the clean break if you want a darker, more aggressive feel. In heavier DNB, this is a great way to get a sense of depth without overcomplicating the live chain. Before you finalize anything, check the break against the bass line. This is huge. An Amen can sound amazing on its own and still fight the sub or reese once the full track is playing. So check the low-end relationship, the snare peak versus the bass mids, and how the loop translates in mono. Also check the harsh zone, usually somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz, where hats can get sharp fast. If the break is too forward, reduce the macro range a little instead of manually fixing every section. That keeps the system more musical. And if the width starts getting messy, narrow it back down and test again in mono. That's especially important for darker DNB, where the groove often needs to hit with weight and focus. Here's the broader workflow lesson. Build the drum rack first, then write the bass around it, then revisit the macro ranges, then automate only where the arrangement truly needs contrast. That sequence saves a lot of pain later. Let me leave you with the big takeaway. A polished Amen-style break in Ableton Live 12 should have at least 3 useful states: restrained and tight, full and driving, and unstable or transitional. If your rack can move between those moods with a few macros, you've built something genuinely useful. Not just a drum loop, but a reusable system for intros, drops, fills, and breakdowns. So for your practice, build a 3-state Amen rack using only stock devices and no more than 6 macros. Make one intro state that's filtered and narrow. Make one main drop state that's punchy and present. Make one transition state that opens the filter and adds tension. Save a safe version and a wild version. Check it in mono. Check it at low volume. Resample one pass and compare it against the live rack. If you can make that break evolve across 16 bars without adding a single new drum sample, you're not just learning a processing trick. You're building a real drum and bass workflow. And that is the move. Clean. Controlled. Still gritty, still alive, and ready to drop.